mention me, talk about me, but do your due diligence and use people's materials correctly. I'm just requesting that from the jump, right? Because this is some original material. With that being said, we're going to jump right in. All about Jesus. We are still in the Jesus mode. Why? Because you must become a disciple just like Jesus. You got to walk like Jesus walked. Jesus walked with his Father. He did nothing unto himself. Why? Because he understood that God the Father was showing him the way to get back home. Do you want to get back home? Because that's what salvation is all about, being able to re-enter back into eternity. Come on here. So with that being said, I want to remind you that when it comes to Jesus, he is the only answer to the ravished soul. Why am I teaching you this? Because at the beginning and the end of the day, scripture tells you that you must work out your own soul salvation. Listen, you want to work out your skin color, you want to work out your hairstyle, you want to work out your wardrobe, but you don't want to work out your soul. And that's a problem in Christendom because we'll put on the right wig, we'll put on the right braids, we'll put on the right hair color, we'll put on the right eyelashes. Are y'all hearing me? This is all cosmetic. But your soul inside of you, that's going to be a determining factor if you enter into eternity, is not being worked on. That's not cosmetic work. That's not hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and I'm in. That's not say, Lord, I accept you into my heart and I'm in. Because you're accepting him into an old heart anyway. You have to have a heart of flesh to even move and think like Jesus. Oh, come on. I'm out the gate. I'm out the gate. Why am I saying that? Because everyone is born with a ravished soul. We're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's what the scripture tells us. With that being said, I want you to remember the scriptures that we're coming out of for this particular teaching, right? I told you that the only thing standing between you and your ravished soul is Jesus. Jesus is the answer. So I'm giving you this word because I want you to have a word intake. I'm not talking about A, B, C, D, E, F, G word. I'm talking about scriptural word intake. I want you to take these words in, take these scriptures in, and work out your new created spirit. Because feeding the mind of Christ is the only way for your new created spirit to grow. You will never be able to function from eternity into earth if you don't have the mind of Christ. And many of us are broken in our minds. So Sunday after Sunday, I bring you messages, what? To deal with your broken mind. Because if you can deal with your broken mind, then you can deal with your broken flesh. If you deal with your broken flesh, then you can deal with your broken soul. Come on here. God wants us all online for him. God wants us all on fire for him. He does not want us living through life and saying that he's Lord of all, but he's not Lord of us. Oh, how is he Lord of all, but we constantly exclude ourselves from working out our soul salvation? How is he Lord of all except for us? Well, God knows my heart. God knows I can get back to me at a different day of time. God knows I'll deal with those issues at a different day of time. No. Aren't you tired of being the walking dead? Don't you want to be alive? Don't you want to be revived? Don't you want to be free? There's only one way to freedom. And the only way to freedom is the truth. That's why you need this word intake so that you can live in truth. That's the only way you will live and not die. With that being said, I want you to remember that we're coming out of Matthew 4 and 4, Matthew 6 and 11, Joshua 1 and 8. I've already covered those. So go back and watch my previous teaching, part one, because we're in part two. Today, we're dealing with Psalm 119, 9 through 1, but we'll probably deal with more of that text. And then we'll go on to Romans 12 and 2 and Hebrews 4 and 12. But I don't think that we'll be able to get through all of that. With that being said, the other thing that I admonished you in the last teaching is I live by the word, not by the world. Listen, you got to wrap your brain around the fact that you are supposed to become the living word too. Oh, come on. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging your religiosity and fighting for you to come into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to have the mind of Jesus Christ. Why? Many of you are stuck in religion and not stuck in truth. And the reason why there's no breakthrough, because you keep religion, making Jesus religious instead of real. I live by the word, not by the world. If the world tells me to do three steps, I may not take those three steps. Why? It's my duty and my job to go to the king to find out the way. Oh. Come on today, we're going to deal with the way. Because you cannot function in the way if you don't have the mind of Christ. That's why it's a constant battle on the inside of you. That's why it's a constant battle in your mind, because you're trying to figure out which way you want to go. Do you want to go the way that you're familiar with, your worldly way? Or will you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and go in the eternal way? Oh! I'm stomping all over devils and doctrines right now, and I'm only 5 minutes on. If that, the word is not an event to attend. And many of you go to your scripture, go to church to attend an event. You want to have an emotional experience, not learn the way of the Lord. You're not intentional about ingesting life through the word. But the word will build you up. It will grow you up. It will teach you the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will teach you the way of eternity. Listen, this is why I'm saying you got to be aware of the artificial intelligence. That little AI will lead you away. Why? Because though it can give you much information, yes, it can. It can give you much information, but remember that the information that it has is contrived from a whole body of worldly information. Oh, come on here today. Its processing system is worldly. It's a fake intelligence. Why? Because Jesus the Christ has the key to all intelligence. Jesus the Christ has the key to real eternal intelligence. And if your mind is not on Christ, you're always picking up on intelligence. That's just information. Yes, you're picking up on information. Yes, you're picking up on intelligence, but your life is ravaged and it continues to be ravaged because you don't have the intelligence of eternity. Oh, wake up. Because if I haven't taught you anything else, I have taught you that only the word gives transformation. You cannot be transformed by artificial intelligence. All right. Maybe next week. So what do I want you to know? I want you to know, if the soul was once ravished and shaped in iniquity, then the renewed mind must be fed by revelation, and artificial intelligence has no revelation. The apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to scripture, walks in the revelation of eternity. Read your scripture. Come to understand why God put these officers into place. So if you are blessed enough to have a true apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, your life should be constantly transformed from old to new. Your mind should constantly be renewed because they're giving you fresh manna to address your soul, to address your broken soul, to address your ravished soul, but many of you don't want to deal in the truth about what's going on in your soul. And that's why you cannot go from glory to glory, because you have chosen to reject truth. My God, today. There is nothing wrong with Jesus nor his way. There is something wrong with Christendom today, though. There is nothing wrong with Jesus and his way. I'll say it again, but there is absolutely something wrong with Christendom today. Christendom is not felt in Jesus Christ today. The preaching that's going forth today is not the preaching that was going forth by the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ that shook the foundations of the earth. The earth can remain the same and be polluted and full of degradation against Jesus Christ because it does not have the truth. Oh, come on. Everything about what's going on today and how the church is teaching you to live, it's all about you. That's the world system. Because in Jesus Christ is all about the King. Because I don't see any place in scripture where anybody was standing around telling Jesus the Christ what to do. Matter of fact, when anybody rose up against him and thought they were going to check him, they quickly found out they were wrong, and he questioned them. He questioned their motives. He questioned their thoughts. And then he took the time to show them how it was out of alignment. And he went right on down the line about his Father's business. How about you? So again, one of the major problems is that we are not about our Father's business. We still think that Jesus should be chasing us down when we should be chasing him down. We still think that the Holy Ghost is here to serve us when we should be serving the Holy Ghost. How do you serve the Holy Ghost? By obeying. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But many of you live a life of sacrificing yourself. You are in Christ Jesus supposedly, but yet you still sacrifice yourself from day to day, from moment to moment. You don't fight in war to have the mind of Christ and to not sacrifice. You fight to sacrifice yourself. Oh, come on here. Let it be known. Let it be known, as I am an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, that no technology, no trend, no therapy, and no tactic of man can redeem your soul. Why? Because Jesus came to take care of that, and he did his job, and he did it efficiently and effectively. That's why the blood is still speaking out on all of our behalf if we want to be atoned. We don't have to do sacrifices of goats and lambs and all these other animals and whatever else they doing out here, pigeons and birds and whatever else. You understand what I'm saying? Because all these religions, they're old, they're played out, and they have to kill all of these different animals trying to get something to happen in the earth. And the only thing we have to do as Christians is say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. That's how powerful we are. But we don't even use that. We can't even cry out and say, Lord Jesus, help. Jesus. 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 J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. We still not using the name of Jesus. That will never lose its power, by the way. See, dead birds and dead goats loses its power, right? It has no energy. It's dead. That's why it's a dead religion. But I'm not here for that. I'm here to teach you, according to Matthew 4 and 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Go back and listen to part one, because I broke this down. Because Jesus locates life in utterance. Bread sustains your body. Bread sustains your body. But proceeding word sustains the soul. Your soul needs to be sustained. And the reason why it's not sustained is because you're not living by every word that proceeded from his mouth. Oh, that means this scripture is real. That means it goes before you. That means whatever it says is yours, you can have. But the problem is you don't trust and believe in the Lord with all of your heart, and you constantly lean to your own understanding. No word, no life. No word, no life. And I'm not talking about repeating the word. Many of you read the word and repeat the word, but you don't live the word. You don't fight to keep the word. You don't fight to make the word come to pass in your life. And that's why it's a dead word on your soul. That's why you look at many people who come into Christ and they're like, they're chasing after Jesus Christ. And the first thing that you say is, it don't take all that. You want to be comfortable and on your comfort couch watching your life like it's a movie, but you don't want to interact. Y'all know these are, what they call them, things. Yeah, those virtual reality. Y'all rather play that game than to get into the real virtual reality, which is eternity. That's all they doing is trying to mimic the world of eternity. Everything about AI and all of these intelligences that are coming forth in this earth is all about trying to mimic the scripture. And you are foolish enough to not want to live the truth. Why? We can go from here to there. I'm in this world, but not of this world. I'm not earthly bound. Well, the water, gone. Clean us up. Praise ye the Lord. Old things cannot pass away if the mind never feeds on new things. You need new food. Your daily bread is important. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. People won't live only by bread, but by every word spoken by God. Come on here. Who is your God? Because your life is saying who your God is. As I said, we're going to come out of Psalm 119 because we got to know what the word of the Lord says so that we can begin to live this eternal life on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. With the whole heart. Oh, come on here. Not with your filthy heart, with the whole heart. Your filthy heart is a broken heart, so a broken heart can't be whole. But a heart of flesh that is given by Jesus Christ through eternity, through the work of the Holy Ghost, you best believe that it's whole and wholesome and is upright towards Jesus the Christ. And many of you have never even read your scripture, or either you read it and skipped right on over these key words that would begin to tell you that something has to change. Many of you believe the old doctrine, old false doctrine of Satan, that you can come to Christ and remain the same. It's impossible. That you can come to Christ and you don't have to change. It's impossible. Because scripture said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a what? So if you don't have to become a new creature, then I want to know, what must you do? We don't have to say, what must we do to be saved? Scripture tells us, become a new creature. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Come on here. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. This is for those of you who don't think that you should have a map as to how to live. The scripture is the map as to how to live, and you're supposed to keep it diligently. Wow. We're not out here doing our own things as Christian. It is no new gospel. It's the same gospel. And that's the problem with the body of Christ trying to come up with these newfangled gospels and can't even keep the original gospel. Just stick with the original doctrine of the apostles and you may get in. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. I see right here that there is some direction. This is for all of you who are doing your own thing and saying that you're in Christ Jesus. You're not. As an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, let me let you know that you're not. There is absolutely nothing new under the sun. So here is my admonishment to you. Learn the scripture. Let the scripture become your pathway. Let it become your doctrine. Let it become your decrees. Let it become your law. Let it become your mandate. Let it become the principles that you stand on. Because the problem with your very soul is that your principles are in the world and not in Jesus Christ. Oh, come on here. Come on here. Then shall I not be ashamed? Scripture has already laid out how to get rid of the guilt and the shame of your ravished soul. Then shall I not be ashamed? You will remain ashamed as long as you do not work out your soul to follow his directions and keep his commandments. You will live a life of shame. Why? Because you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And according to the word, his word gives you direction to keep his statutes. And when you keep his statutes, you are considered blessed, undefiled, walking in his way. You love the law of the Lord and you keep it. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. If you do that, there could be no iniquity because you are not angry at your God. Many of you are angry at the God that you claim that you serve because you want him to do life your way. And you don't want to grow up and mature and live in eternity on earth. You hate eternity. But yet, why are you in Christ? Because that's going to be our final destination. Those of us in Christ Jesus, we don't hate his ways. Why? Because we are practicing working out our soul salvation right here on earth because we want to get in. We want to live with him forever. If you are not living with him now, you will not be living with him when you no longer have breath in your lungs. Let me make that clear to you. Someone is duking you out of your inheritance, and it is not the true apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone is leading you astray. Doctrines of devil. I think the scripture has already said there will be doctrines of devils that will go forth. And listen to me and hear me well. Many of you love it because your soul is ravished and you don't want it to be cleaned up. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Come on here. You didn't know respect was in the scripture? I know you didn't. Respect is in the scripture. That's not a new century word. It goes back. The problem of today is that we don't understand respect. We don't understand honor. We are a dishonorable and disrespectful people from day to day. And how do we know that? Because we constantly disrespect ourselves first. So because we have no reverence for our own selves, we definitely revere no one else. We are taught from day to day to not revere one another according to the world system. Simply revere your funky, stinking sentiments that aren't even rooted in truth. You are not even taught to revere truth anymore. And many of you are okay with it. You go with every system, every change that this world says is the new way, the new order, and you do not Sustain yourself by the word. You're always in a new world order and never in the word. Oh, come on here. I'm preaching today. I'm preaching today. Why? Because many of you are going straight to hell. And I know that y'all say, Apostle Johnny, why are you always talking about hell? Somebody better talk about it. Somebody has to preach this gospel, because many of you don't really want to go to hell, but that's where you're going to end up, because you refuse to work out your soul salvation, because you are not the one found with no iniquity towards your God. Your whole life is at enmity against God. Everything about you is at enmity against the one that you keep claiming that you serve. Oh, come on here. Go back to my teachings about becoming a bond servant. Go back to my teachings about obligatory service. Listen, you got to obligate yourself to God. You got to be diligent in that obligation. You got to love God more than yourself. But many of you love yourself more than God, and you think that it's okay. But I'm here to tell you that is not the kingdom way. The kingdom way is Jesus, 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 Jesus first, Jesus above everything. And many of you wear those t-shirts, God over everything. You a whole lie, because as soon as something goes down in your family, your natural family, you running over there, and you will put down every duty and every obligation to Jesus the Christ to go and sit at the feet of people that don't even like your God. Come on here, people that don't even respect your God. And they don't respect the God in you. So you can't even help them. Jesus couldn't even help his own people, because they didn't respect the God in him. So what makes you any different? See, we don't read our scripture. We're out here la-di-da-di. We like the party. We like to do everything but learn about Jesus and respect his way and honor his way and then become his way. We want to do everything. Why? Because we don't want to be in his way. Yet we are in his way. We are in the way of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't get through those walls. The Holy Ghost can't get through those lies. The Holy Ghost can't get through those delusions. Why? Because you're holding them up. This is the flag that you're waving before God the Father. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Learn the word so that you can respect the word. Respect the word so that you can become the word. Come on here. And I'm not saying become the word in the sense of, oh, now I'm Jesus. I'm saying become the word in the sense of, the bride makes herself ready. Become ready to stay ready. Why? Because Jesus is coming. And he's looking for the ecclesia without spot nor wrinkle. In the back of this book, in the book of Revelations, it talks about what? I hold this one thing against you. Don't be the one found with one thing being held against you, because you did not want to deal with your ravished soul. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. How can you praise with uprightness of heart when you don't even know what uprightness is? How? This is what I'm saying. What is upright to Jesus, not upright to you? See, for many of you, upright may be, hey, I don't party anymore. Upright may be, hey, I don't wear mini skirts anymore. Jesus is not concerned about those things. He's concerned about your unrighteous judgment from day to day. He's concerned about your unrighteous mind from day to day. He's concerned about how you think. That's why he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Come on here, I can preach this gospel, because you constantly focus on the things that Jesus is not even thinking about. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. when I shall have learned. Oh, come on here. See, the scripture's backing me up. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Come on, scripture, back me up. I'm not out of the word. I'm straight in the word. And the reason why you have a problem with the way that I teach is because you're not in the word. The reason why you can't comprehend is because you're not in the word. It's no different than scripture. People were confused by Jesus. They were, what is he talking about? Eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. They wasn't remembering what was already prophesied. They wasn't believing that he was right there before them. They did not believe the word that was sitting right in front of them and the word that was already spoken of. How about you? What say you today? Where is your belief system? Do you believe in Jesus the Christ in the same way as the Sadducees and the Pharisees? Are you Thomas the doubter? Everything in order for God to get you to move, you got to hold up. He got to hold up his hand and put, you got to, for Jesus to move, you got to put your finger through the scar, through the hole. No, you got to ask yourself these questions. Because at the beginning and the end of the day, you will always be a ravished soul if you don't believe and trust in the Lord with all of your heart. You will always lean to your own understanding. He cannot direct your path. He cannot direct your way. He cannot be a light unto your feet. He cannot. Why? Because you're leaning to your own understanding. So no matter what he says to you, even if he tells you something plainly, you will always distort the truth because the truth is not in you. Oh, I feel like it's Tapping Tuesday. I feel like the gloves came on a little bit and bop, bop, just happened. But that is not my intention. Hear me and hear me well. My intention is for you to become intelligent. My intention is for you to have the mind of Christ. My intention is for you to choose Jesus Christ. My intention is for you to decide that you want a different life. That, listen, you were born in sin and you were shaped in iniquity. You were shaped by the world that you was born in, but you don't have to stay in that world. Why? Scripture says that you're in this world, but not of this world. That means that there is something else in you that can guide you in a different manner. Oh, come on here. And it's called a new created. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Now that's Psalm 119, 1 through 8. But what we want to pay attention to today, even the more, or maybe before I get to that, maybe I should break some of this down. Well, let me do it this way. Let me finish this off, then I'm gonna go back. We're in 119:9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Because this is the bottom line. You should be asking, how can you cleanse your way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Scripture is already saying you have to take heed to the word of Jesus Christ. I just told you what. You have to work with every word that proceeded from his mouth. You have to work with every word in this scripture. You must learn to work with it. The problem is many of you want a book that talks about how to be happy in Christ. How to be a wife in Christ. How to be a man in Christ. And you don't want to even learn how to be like Christ. Okay, I'll say it again. Let me say it a little softer. Maybe you'll hear me. Many of you want to learn in advancing Christ without learning how to be like Christ, learning the mind of Christ, learning the life of Christ, learning what Christ went through. What made Christ first able to come to the earth? What qualified him to do that? Because that was a qualification factor that many of you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Then the next part is, what qualified him to continue to go on? Because all of eternity was backing him for him to finish his work on earth. You need all of eternity to back you so that you can finish your work on earth. What was the lifestyle of Jesus the Christ that caused all of eternity not to forsake him? This just said what? What did this word just say? I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. See, we don't pray like that. We don't ask eternity. We don't ask God, forsake me not utterly. Cause me not to fail, because I know I was born in sin. I know I was shaped in iniquity, and I could fail day after day after day after day because of this filthy flesh. But cause me not to be forsaken. You don't ask. You don't want to be saved. You like your sinful life. Because when you no longer want to be what you were born in, everything about you changes. You have every right to be engrafted into the Lord Jesus Christ's lineage because of the blood. You do not have to be a life sacrificed unto this earth, sacrificed unto your natural bloodline. You do not have to. You choose to. With wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Scripture said a young man can cleanse his way. We're all young. We're all young. We're all young. And man is not a respective person. We're people. We all can cleanse our own way. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart, up. We back to the whole heart, up. With my whole heart have I sought thee. The reason why you cannot seek the king is because you don't have a heart of flesh. You have a stony heart full of iniquity. And you don't care to lay your life down. But scripture already said, when you lay your life down, what happens? You get a new life. You get a life in Christ Jesus. Well, maybe that's the problem. Y'all don't know that your life has to become hidden in Jesus Christ. That's your saving grace. Your life becomes hidden in Jesus Christ. What can man do with you? If God be for you, who can be against you? But here is the problem. Many of you don't understand that you are against your own self. So still, once again, you've tied God's hands because you're not working with his system. Oh, come on here. You're not working with salvation. No, you're not working with salvation. You ain't working nothing out. You holding on to everything. You're harping on everything. You're hiding everything. Come on, y'all know what I say, what? Under the rug and not under the blood. And God is like, you got to bring it from under the rug and put it under the blood and let me help you to work it out. And many of you keep trying to hide, don't want to show up. And God is like, well, you can hide, but here's the issue. Don't hide so long that you die. Don't hide so long that you expire. Don't hide so long that guess what? You never get a chance to become that new creature. Oh. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy command. He already know that the filthy soul would wander. Why do you think it's in here? See, you can find yourself. He already, listen, this is a whole, let me not wander from thy commandments. It is recorded because God already knows how filthy the flesh is. I mean, at some point he did say, how long? I will not suffer with you long. He already knows the suffering and the fighting that you will have to go through. But here's the problem. The moment that you decide you don't like something that's happening in your life is the moment that you're supposed to decide to make a change. The moment that you realize that anxiety and fear has been leading and guiding you is the moment that you're supposed to recognize that, wait a minute, in the scripture, God said he didn't give me the spirit of fear. So it is my job to regulate fear. Wait a minute, fear. First of all, you have no right here. That's the first commandment. You have no right here. Many of you won't even take that step. Many of you start using language like, well, you know my fear. You know my anxiety. Oh, it's yours? But then you're going to sing a song, take it away, take anything that's not like you, burn it up. How can it? You said it's yours. Come on here, double standards. I'm helping you with your funky mind because your mind is not regulated by the mind of Christ. That's why you are double-minded. And many of you don't sort through your life to see how you yourself are double-minded. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. You got to have a prayer life. You got to have a worship life. And because worship and prayer is not your first weapon of warfare, you have a wandering soul. You have a wandering mind. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Is his word hidden in your heart? Is his commandments hidden in your heart? Are you fighting for that heart of flesh to become your reality? Or are you just saying, oh, well, you know, a little bit of sin is okay. I'm okay with that. No, you have to fight. That's why it is clear that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Why? Because this is a battle, and you have to come to your life every day ready to battle. But guess what? Many of you don't put on a helmet of salvation. How are you a Christian with no helmet of salvation? How are you a Christian with no breastplate of righteousness? So the enemy just can beat you up and have his way, and you won't even use the tools that the scripture says are yours. That's why there's easy access. You have no helmet of salvation. Your mind is always open and available to receive the fiery darts. You're always ready for a fiery dart to come your way because you have not denounced Satan from being your leader. You don't fight for Satan not to be your father. You don't fight for the iniquity to not be your portion. Oh no. As soon as these thoughts come, you walk in agreement. I'm sleepy. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I want to drink. I want to party. I want to be free. No, be free in Christ Jesus, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So you don't want freedom in Christ Jesus. You want freedom in the world. Come on here. That's why the word in the scripture can't line up in your reality, because your reality is just like that virtual reality. It's 3D. It's in all these different portions. It's everywhere. It's touching all these different levels. What do you want? If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. And I'm going to always ask, so what is your new creaturehood showing up and doing for you. Why? Because the word works for you. The word works on your behalf. The word works. It goes. That's why we live, what? By every word that proceeded from his mouth. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, we are the standard. We raise the standard, and the standard is the scripture. And we give him right back his place where he belongs. And then we begin to decree where we're going. But nah, not you. Come on here. Have some purpose in life. Many of you are suffering, and you're suffering because you don't respect that God put purpose and destiny inside of you. And so because you're pregnant with purpose and destiny, you don't hold on to those dreams. Oh, come on here. Oh, you don't hold on to the word of the Lord, you hold on to the word of the world. You hold on to every defeated thought, every defeated word that's been spoken over you, everything that's been spoken over you, every curse, you remember each and every one of them. You can run them down. What your mama said, what your daddy said, what your uncle said, you run it down. You keep it fresh in the forefront of your mind, but you don't keep the word fresh in the forefront of your mind. You don't keep what God said about you. You're called to be an author. You're called to be a lawyer. You're called to be whatever. You don't work that out. Oh, I could run. You don't work that out. So that is the testimony of Jesus Christ residing inside of you. No, you want to be riddled with every disease and every disorder to prove that Satan is your father. Oh! Because that's all you're doing. You're proving that Satan is your father and not God the Father. Why? Because when God the Father is your father, you overturn every rule of darkness. You, that's how powerful you are. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Darkness don't rule you. You rule darkness. Eleven, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. If you lived in that for a year, who would you become? Because God didn't say that you have to read the Bible and get through the Bible, you know, in a year. How about you have to get through what you need to get through? Whatever life circumstances presenting to you, you have to get in this word and begin to hammer and work it out with his word. And what if just this little part? Because his word is sufficient. His word is sufficient. And you don't need a whole bunch of it. Because he takes by many or by few. He can take care of some things by a few words. If you just live in a few of his words. Oh! Live in just a few of his words. And see how much your life changed. But the issue is, many of you are so intelligent that you're absolutely dumb. You're so intelligent that you're absolutely dumb. Oh, well, I'm going to go through the whole book of Revelations, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to learn. Y'all always trying to put these assignments on yourself, and you ain't even working with the Holy Ghost that will lead you into all truth, the exact scripture that is the elixir for your brokenness, to bring you back online. Why? Because God is a life giver. He is not a death giver. He's a life giver. His whole intention is to bring life to you. You shall live and not die. But many of you do not decree that over your life. Every day you wake up and you use death language. Your approach to your very own self is death. And then you have the nerve to put God on the hook, to put the Holy Ghost on the hook and say, life, give me life, give me life. Hold on. How can I give you life when you don't believe in my life? I want to give you life, but apparently you only believe in the father of lies, death. Because you can't speak life over your very own self. What I want to do, I want to take a few moments and then I'm going to wrap it up. But this is how I need you to look at the scripture when you're reading it. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Listen to me. You got to want to walk in the way. Now, when we look at way, you got to, well, when we look at walk, let's start, no, way was first. So let's start with way. When you look at way, I want you to understand it's saying in the method, in the technology, in the technique, in the Jesus mode, in the course, in the plan, in the measure, even in the habit, in the law of the Lord. That means you got to do some studying. That means that just because you decided that Jesus is your savior, it doesn't mean you know his way. You got to learn, and you have to be a person that's willing to learn, and you got to ask the Holy Ghost to help you to understand and not do these blanket prayers. Well, I thank you for just giving me your mind, and I thank you that I'm just going to be able to walk out this wall. You a lie, and I'm going to tell you a lie. Because work out your soul salvation, and what many of you want is for your salvation to fall on you. Y'all know that song, Fall, Fall on, what is it saying? Holy Spirit? How that song go? Sing it. Yeah. Listen to me. It's not falling on you. Listen. You have to empty yourself out. You have to get in relationship, and you have to get into relationship with the Holy Ghost, into relationship with the Word. It's not falling on you. Listen, I admonish you today, just like if you wanted a job or if you wanted a girlfriend or a boyfriend, all of those things. Listen, you have to have relationship there. Jesus the Christ is the only place where y'all think y'all can just come and tell him how it's going to go and he just going to be your boo. Because you said, be my boo and be my boo like this. Sorry, that's not how it goes. So the first thing I want you to do is to seek. Look for Jesus. Look for the Holy Ghost. Chase after Jesus. Chase after the Holy Ghost. Follow, pursue, investigate, inquire. Find your life rooted in the Word, in truth, in the Holy Ghost, in the way. You have to fight to have no iniquity towards God. You have to fight not to do evil towards God. That's why you have to chase and you have to learn, because you have to understand what is evil to God, not what's evil to man, not what's evil to you. You have to fight not to be offensive towards the Holy Ghost. It's not going to be innate. It's work. But if you don't know what's offensive to the Holy Ghost, you'll be like David, killing people around you because you just felt like doing it this way. Because that's what happened to Uzzah. Because David felt like doing it his way. And he never thought that he was about to be offensive. And he did not think that he was about to be the cause of another man's death. And many of you don't think about how you're killing people around you because you're offensive in the spirit and in the natural. Because you're full of yourself. Because if you have the mind of Christ and if God be in you, the Holy Ghost is always speaking. Don't do that. Don't handle that situation that way. Why? Because he's a life giver. He's a life giver. He does not want you to die, and he doesn't want on a record that you are a murderer. But many of you are murderers because you don't want to grow up. You don't want to mature, and you don't want to be taught. Oh. You have to fight to be in the way. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Seek him. Seek him. Chase after God. But don't just chase after him. Chase after his ways. Learn of his ways. Follow them. Keep them before you. Learn moment by moment, minute by minute, how to be a keeper. Don't just seek what's in his hand. Seek his heart. Have a heart of Christ Jesus. Many of you only want what's in his hand. Many of you only call, Lord, save me. Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need. That's all he hears from you. He never hears, I realize I'm a mess. And I don't want to handle people the way my flesh could handle people. I want to handle people the way you did. I want to be a just judge. I want to judge situations according to eternity, not according to earth. That's not your prayer. That's not your stance. Do it, Jesus. Give me what I want, Jesus. You're not repentant. You don't have a repentant heart. You have a heart of stone and keep trying to pretend that you don't. But your life is proof that you do. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. We're talking about those who are blessed. Don't be confused what we're talking about. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Stop trying to just say you're blessed and stop just trying to get the blessings out of God's hands, and you are not the undefiled. You are not the one that walks in his way. You are not the one that seeks him with your whole heart. Come on here. No. There will be no robbery and no raping of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And you will receive the verdict of your ill actions. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Walking in his way. How many times we didn't heard this in three different ways? Walk in his way. Walk in his way. It's important to walk upright like Jesus the Christ. It's important to not walk in your mother's way. It's important not to walk in your father's way. It's important not to walk in your uncle's way. It's important not to walk in your auntie's way. It's important not to walk in that pastor's way. It's important not to walk in that apostle's way. You walk in the way of Jesus Christ. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Walk in Jesus' way. When you walk in Jesus' way, I need you to understand that you begin to travel with Jesus. That's why you can be turned whichsoever way that he will. That's why you can do whatever he needs to have done. That's why you can go wherever he needs you to go. Many of you want to be sent and you're not worthy because God already knows as soon as you show up, you looking for how you can be glorified. That's the problem with many of the churches today. Walk in Jesus' way. Keep the pace with Jesus. Learn Jesus' stride. Understand why he went this way, why he disappeared in this moment, why he gave no response in the way that the people wanted him to respond in this situation. Come on here. Read this scripture to learn. Become a doer of the word, not just a reader or a hearer. Learn his courses. Learn why when he was young, he said, well, listen, you should have known where I was going to be. I'm about my father's business. Learn why he said that so that it can be applicable in your life. No, we like to read the scripture. We like to talk about it, and we like to sound intelligent like we know it, but we don't like to live it. And that's the major issue. Keep thy precepts diligently. Keep thy edicts hastily, purposefully, laboriously, eagerly, restlessly. If you got something going on in your life, why don't you stay up and learn the word to fight back instead of going to sleep saying, fix it, Jesus. He like, you fix it. Why when you up in the middle of the night tussling and turning, why you not pulling out the word? Oh, the word put me to sleep. That's saying that the word ain't in you. If the word lullabies you, then you must understand that the word is not in you, because the word brings you life, especially when you are in a crisis. Ooh. When you are in a crisis, the word brings you life. The word brings you comfort. What are you talking about? God is looking for us to be ones who will labor over his word to make his word work. He's looking for us to labor over his doctrine, not doctrine of men, not doctrine of devils. He's looking for us to labor over his decrees. He's looking for us to labor over his direction. Come on, are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Not to throw away his law, not to throw away his mandates, not to throw away his principles, but to labor over them until they come to pass in your life. Proceeded out of the mouth of God. It's going. I'm catching it. Wait a minute. What? All of creation is waiting for you to grab a hold of the truth about your life, about who you are, about your capacity, about your ability. It went on to tell us that, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Come on here. My ways are directed. Your ways are directed. Your ways are directed. Your ways are directed. Your ways are direct. Our ways are already directed. We don't need new direction. We need the word. Why? Because when it's already directed, it keeps thy statutes. So when you conduct yourself according to Jesus in eternity, you innately will have the reward of keeping the statutes. When you supervise your life, by the word of God, you automatically keep the statute. Are y'all understanding? When you control your life by the principles and the decrees and the laws and the edicts of eternity, you know what happens? You keep the statutes. God bless you. God bless you. When you organize your life, when you manage your life, Okay, I'll say it like this. When you organize your ways, when you organize your ways, when you allow your ways to be guided by the scripture, come on here, y'all. You know, in AA, that they have a sponsor, right? So anytime a new person comes into rehab and getting clean, they have a sponsor. And that sponsor's job is to show them the way to stay clean. Show them the way, direct them. And the most successful cases in those programs are those who don't rear off of the direction. They allow their lives to be directed by someone else who's already went that way. Oh, come on, maybe y'all get me. Jesus has already gone this way. So if we don't allow our lives to be directed by his word that shows us his way, how do we plan on having a success? How do you plan on having longevity, let alone getting in to eternity, when you won't even let the Holy Ghost sponsor you? Spirit sponsorship. The Holy Ghost is available to be your spiritual sponsor, and you won't even build relationships. Because when Jesus ascended, he said, I'm sending the Holy Ghost. And many of you do not have relationship with the Holy Spirit, which is your spiritual sponsor. Because he's the one that's going to help you to conduct yourself right, to supervise yourself correctly, to aim correctly, to assist your, listen. He's the helper. He's going to be the one to keep you focused when you want to get unfocused. He's going to be your counselor when you don't want to be counseled. He's going to be the one to manage you when you don't want to be managed. Come on here. He's going to be the one to organize your filthy life and your filthy thoughts when you don't want them to be organized. Why? Because all of that does what? Keep thy statutes. If you walk in thy way, which is already directed, listen, you will end up producing according to eternity and not according to your own will. But my favorite part, then shall I not be ashamed. Many of you don't want to be ashamed, but you don't want to do the work to be unashamed. I stand on that. I stand on it. You want to cry. You want to complain. You want to tell God about all your hurt and pain. And he's like, and what about it? Because I already went through it too. And I went through it for each and every person that will ever be born. So your pain is not more than my pain. And I showed that you could overcome, but you don't want to overcome because the weapons of your warfare are carnal. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Respect. First, you got to recognize all of the commandments. If you think the Ten Commandments is it, I'm going to let you know you're in a whole deficit in Jesus Christ. First, you got to recognize all of thy commandments. Then you have to honor all of thy commandments to the best of your ability. He's not asking you to be him. He's asking you to revere him. He's asking you to revere his way. He's asking you to worship that thing. But many of you want to worship man, but you don't want to worship God. Because as soon as somebody tell you in order to be in a life that you got to do this and you got to do that, if that's what you want, that's exactly what you want going to do. But you can't do it for God. You have no adoration towards God. You have no adoration towards his way. You have no adoration towards his word. You have no adoration towards his statutes. You have no adoration towards his commandments. Come on here. And you're not honest enough to say you don't. That's why you're constantly disrespectful, because respect unto all thy commandments means you must recognize his commandments. You must honor his commandments. You must regard his commandments. You must revere his commandments. You must have dignity because you uphold his commandments. Many of you are undignified because you are set in your worldly ways and you don't have kingdom dignity. You're not interested in upholding the king. You know you are not king material. Y'all remember the kid that decided to not be a king in the lifestyle that he lived? Do y'all remember in scripture? Do y'all remember the lifestyle? Listen, when you decide not to take on your kingship, you live below being a king. You don't eat good food. You eat processed food. You don't care about what you put in your mouth. You don't care about what you ingest. You don't have the same standard of a king. You live below your kingship. Come on here. And many of you do not think about the fact that you are a king. You are a king. So though he didn't live his kingship out correctly when he came home, come on, I'm talking about what? What am I? Y'all got it now? Y'all got it now? Uh-huh. What am I talking about? Thank you. Thank you. The prodigal son was not living like a king, was he?
No.
How was he living?
Like a pig.
Like a pig. And many of you live like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you don't respect nor uphold God's commandments, God's statutes. You are dishonorable to them. You are at odds against them. You want to do it your own way. But listen to me and listen to me well. It's already written in scripture, the life of the one who doesn't want to live as a king. With that being said, I'm Apostle Johnita Collins. I pray to God that this message begins to infiltrate your soul and your mind and touch you in a way that will cause you to seek the face of Jesus the Christ. Listen, it is no need to be in Christ Jesus and not be with him because you're going to hell anyway. With that being said, as y'all know around here, we absolutely believe at Rain Embassy, as he is, so are we in this world. We're working out our soul salvation on this side. Why? Because we have every intention on making it into eternity. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.